All right, we are here. This is going to be about an hour long. It's classic cartoons. My name is Anthracoon, and I have been doing conventions as an attendee since 97. I've done this panel at technically five different cons: for Apocalypse, Furrydelphia, Anthro New England, Anthracon, and there was one called Saturday Morning Cartoons that lasted a year or two. There's going to be a convention coming up in Maine in April called Furcation Land. I'd like to do it there as well. So, again, Pittsburgh, Philly, Boston, Connecticut, and so on. So I've done some other panels as well, including Zootopia panels. Speaking of which, this dropped last night. This is a minute worth of the brand new Zootopia series coming on Disney Plus. There's just background music, but you'll get an idea of what it's going to look like. Here it is. Godfather of the Bride. Yep. So, we finally got
good.
1 minute.
Evening.
Oh, God.
So after we waited all that time. Now, again, when it comes out, it's going to be just the six episodes, 8 to 10 minutes each. And it'll probably be just Disney Plus for a while. I don't think there'll be a DVD or whatever. You know, but who knows? So people have been waiting a long time for that. It's been over 6 years since that movie came out. So now that's going to be coming out finally. And we've already lost at least one cast member, Tawny Lister, who was Fennec, passed away. So, okay. All right, well, some of the things I'm going to talk about. Now, see, I mentioned classic cartoons. It doesn't have to be old to be a classic. 6 years old or even something brand new. Some of the movies that came out in recent years, and they've had sequels and everything. The Sing movies, okay? Secret Life of Pets. There was the Tom and Jerry movie. There was the one on Disney Plus with Chippendale's Rescue Rangers, and so on. And that's a good example of classic as well, because it's got the older characters. So there are some new things that are interesting, but then there's the old stuff. Now, I don't really get into the super old 20s, 30s, and 40s, but stuff from maybe Disney, Warner Brothers, the 40s on, into the age of television, Hanna-Barbera to Patty Freeling with the Pink Panther. You had Total Television, like Tennessee Tuxedo and all that sort of stuff. You had Bullwinkle. You had Filmation with the Archies and things like that. And all sorts of other things. Now, for the most part, you would see these cartoons on TV on Saturday morning. But they also, of course, took over some of the afternoon shows. There was Mickey Mouse Club or whatever that would have that, that would show cartoons as part of them, or just a plain old cartoon show. Now, just to have a little fun, some of these little small things I've got. I actually have a little montage. Well, it's a playlist I'm going to play in a minute. But what I've got in this playlist, among other things, is a revised version of the Archies with a punk band. And you will also see, let's see if this thing comes up. Okay, first of all, the first thing is going to be a commercial for Post Toasties with Rory Raccoon, who was on the show Linus the Lionhearted, early 60s. It was a commercial. The whole show was a commercial. They used to have these three bears for Sugar Crisp, and eventually, of course, one became the more famous one, Sugar Bear. That's where the Sugar Bear came from. I'm going to play a clip from Hey There, It's Yogi Bear, so around 64 or so. Because it's Halloween, the Groovy Ghoulies, okay? They did a song called Chick-a-Boom, and 2 years later, the same artist recorded it, and it became a top 10 hit. So we're going to watch the video for that. That was a Filmation show, the same people that did the Archies. Speaking of the Archies, you will have, it won't be Sugar Sugar, but it'll be a British punk band. And then finally, a show called Here Comes the Grump that was around 69, 70 or so from DePatie Freeling. And it was kind of inspired by Yosemite Sam a little bit, the grump and his dragon a little bit. You might see a resemblance, but it was only on for a year or two. So here's this little montage of interesting stuff. We'll start off with the Post Toasties ad. And I think I... Okay, here it is. All right. okay, I'm playing this list. Why? Okay, give it a minute. All right, it's coming.
Wow, I dreamed a giant crow took my toasty, tasty post-toasties cornflakes. Thank goodness it was only a dream.
I'll scare Rory with this giant balloon that looks like me. And take his toasty, tasty post-toasties cornflakes.
Yikes, my dream came true.
Go away, I'll do your toasting from now on.
I see little crow's feet. Kids, you get my toasty, tasty, post-toasties cornflakes. Tastier because they're toastier.
I gotta start with a raccoon. I gotta. Okay.
That's mighty pretty singing, miss.
Oh, thanks.
This song was written by Doug Goodwin, who did a lot of music for Patty Freeland.
As a matter of fact,
he also did Spy Type Guy for the man called Flintstone.
Well, you sure ain't gonna have any trouble getting there, because I am the conductor.
That's Mel Blanc,
of
course.
Train. Get your tickets ready, folks.
Where's this train going, conductor?
Denver, Cheyenne, Punxsutawney. All aboard. I wanna go from train.
Some of these, the volume's a little low. Kind of like a Louis Jordan swing type thing here. Here's the Groovy Goons. Top 10 hit 2 years later. Perfect for Halloween. The Rolling Gravestones is what they're called by the way. Yep, just about every pun. Larry Storch of F Troop, among other things, and Professor Whoopi, he was one of the voices on the show. Professor Whoopi on Tennessee Tuxedo. I presume.
Chicka-boom, chicka-boom, don't you just love it? Chicka-boom, chicka-boom, don't you just love it?
reused animation, slightly limited. They were okay, I guess, Filmation. In the early 60s, they were running monster movies on TV, and so there's a whole fad with like the Addams Family, the Munsters, anything like this. So, very popular with kids and everything. So, the Groovy Ghoulies, bit of a spinoff from Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Okay, next we're going to have a punk version of the Archies, I think.
And now, a brand new dance to watch and learn.
Of course, Johnny Rotten with his red hair, right? They had a hit in 1969, Sugar Sugar, number one hit. Huge song. I'm going to do a few more theme songs, and then we'll go around the room and ask what your favorites are, because there's some that are just awesome that you can't get enough of. So we'll do that in a few minutes. All these shows where they were in a rock band or soul group or whatever, country. I'm going to skip ahead to the next one. We got a lot of clips to get to. This is, this is Here Comes the Grump.
Here comes Grump, here comes Grump.
Kind of psychedelic, maybe inspired by Yellow Submarine or something.
There's a princess caught in a chain.
You can see this on YouTube.
No matter how fast she goes, right on her heels and toes.
Here comes Grump, here comes Grump. Here comes Grump.
There's a bit of her pet.
Huh? Here comes the Grump. Yeah, I can't hear you too well. Sorry. There was a movie made in Spain with a different title, something print about a princess that was based on this. But, you know, people watching it today probably had no idea it was based on this. But I can't remember the exact title. I think that was the last one in this little playlist. So, okay. So just a couple, some more themes real quick, and then we'll talk. So let's go to, I think it's this one here. It's not that one. Here it is. This was the show Chattanooga Cats, late 60s, Hanna-Barbera.
Dashing and daring, courageous and kind, faithful and friendly, with stories to share.
That is a theme that makes you want to stay tuned.
Marching along as their song fills the air. Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. Hiding their children beyond compare.
Whatever happened to this group? One of them became real, real popular later on. Then the two of us need look no more. What a thriller. Oh, Ray and Charles are the names of the mice. Bass just passed away. The guy, Rankin Bass, he just passed on. Yeah. ABC had a lot of these youth-oriented things. There was a similar group right after this, you'll see. Maybe not as long a lasting a legacy, but you'll see. The next one is early 70s Bubblegum. Johnny Osmond, oh no! Johnny Osmond! This was a hit, One Bad Apple. Skip ahead. Oh, this is good. Someone did the Roadrunner song. Of course, that song was done just for TV. The original cartoons didn't really have a theme necessarily, so this was when they were re-shown on TV. Bugs Bunny Roadrunner Show. Cartoon Laws of Physics, Wily and the Roadrunner. I was going to open this up now to ask people, what are your favorite theme songs? And I realize a lot of you are younger than me, so some of them might be, you know, more recent series, if you know what I mean. So we might play a little bit of that later. I'll explain later. Anyone got some cartoon theme songs that you really enjoy? Go right ahead, in the back of the room.
The original Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah. That show, the thing is, you know, when they were working on that show, it was like, let's have a mystery with some teenagers. And Joe Barbera loved dogs. You had to put a dog in there. So the rest is history. Go ahead.
The Jabberjaw theme song.
Jabberjaw. I don't quite remember that. I know there were two shows. Jabberjaw was the one that had the shark that sounded like Curly from the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Yeah.
And the other one was Mr. Jaw, which had Artie Johnson with the German voice and everything. So maybe I'll dig that up, the Jabberjaw theme. Okay.
Can't get any better than the Rescue Rangers theme song.
Rescue Rangers, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that's great. Or duck. Well, I'm thinking of that. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. DuckTales, right? Okay, in the back here.
Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck. Yeah. There's some shows I'm not as familiar with, but I know of them or whatever.
My favorite, it's not the theme song, would be the Hex Girls.
The Hex Girls. Okay.
They were theme, but they should have had.
Right.
I'm exhausted, so there's only one I can remember.
Yep.
And it's actually not very good.
Yep.
The Digirap.
Digirap? Okay.
Digimon,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, some of these I'm not as familiar with or something like that. Anyone else got some? Or I've already played some of mine. Go ahead.
Flintstones.
Oh, of course. Exactly. Yeah, that was definitely a classic show, and they had some songs that were part of it as well that, you know, that and the Jetsons would have certain original songs as well as part of it. Go ahead.
So one that got stuck in every 90s kid's head,
yep.
A Pup Named Scooby-Doo.
A Pup Named Scooby-Doo, okay.
Oh, I remember that.
Okay, Dapper back there.
Angry
Beavers. Angry Beavers,
yep. I'm joining you in the I'm too old for this crowd.
Okay, I don't know if I'm the oldest in this room, but I was born in 1962 when the president was JFK. Massachusetts. So, I mean, that's how old I am. But there are older people than me at this con, though, of course. Go ahead.
Another one, Tiny Toons.
Yeah.
Tiny Toons, yeah.
Or Animaniacs.
Yes. Yeah, now, Animaniacs. You had all those songs that were on things like, like Animaniacs, like they did the songs about like the presidents and the states and
yes.
things that they had, all those sort of things. We had Rob Paulson at Anthrocon, and he was doing those songs live. That was great. Go ahead.
Yes.
I guess I have to pick three. Doug.
Yep.
Was more than like Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy. We were watching some Ren and Stimpy in the movie morgue yesterday, actually. Maybe they played it earlier, but do you remember? It's Log, It's Log.
Yeah.
That wasn't the theme song, but it was.
It's Log.
It's better than bad, it's
bad
good.
Good.
That was great. Go ahead.
It's kind of a newer one, but the Danny Phantom theme song.
Danny Phantom, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks the cat.
Now see, there's an older one there. Felix, the Wonderful, Wonderful Cat. You had Casper the Friendly Ghost. Go ahead.
Hong Kong Phooey.
They were supposed to be making a movie. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but go ahead. What did someone say? Mickey Mouse?
Mighty Mouse.
Oh, Mighty Mouse, yeah.
The Ralph Bakshi version.
All I can think of is Andy Kaufman on Saturday Night Live with the record player, and he puts it on. So, that was great. Go ahead. That's all right.
Be gone, little fox.
Yep, go ahead.
Josie and the Pussycats.
How that song came about, a guy named Earl Kress explained this. He's since passed away, but I remember him saying this. They had some incidental music for the Jetsons. Dun, 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 dun. So all he did was, Josie, the Pussycats. That's where that came from. Hoyt Curtin. So that was great. I mean, these theme songs, they also were put into things like commercials. And so a lot of our, you know, we have commercials that are in our mind because of the jingles and also because of the different cartoon characters. Let's watch a few commercials here.
Our drinks are scrumptious.
Isn't it delicious?
Yeah. Well,
you'll love them. Especially
a lot of the ones I have here are for beer, actually, and not exactly for young kids, but unless it was non-alcoholic.
Sure.
What's up, Doc?
New Bugs Bunny and Val's Drink Mix.
With 100% NutraSweet and 100% vitamin C.
What the hell is NutraSweet?
NutraSweet, it's like saccharin or Sweet Low, Splenda, something like that, yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. This is kind of like Roger Rabbit in that they had to get permission from all the different studios to do it. It's for MetLife. I just saw Fat Albert, there's Peabody and Sherman, Jabberjaw, right?
Yeah.
Yep, Top Cat. Yep. Oh, Top Cat, that's one of my faves. Some this might have a Top Cat commercial.
I remember
For years, Frosted Flakes sponsored the Little League World Series. They don't do it anymore, though. But
Supercharged Kellogg's Frosted Flakes cereal is part of a good breakfast can help bring out the
Space Jam. I saw the first one. I didn't see the more recent remake. Yeah.
Special effects.
Hey man, you're supposed to let go of the ball. Here.
This was 1974 when I was 12 years old. It was the Year of the Tiger.
It's the Year of the Tiger.
This is the Year of the Tiger.
We'll
also have breakfast with the Tiger on the show. Take it down to your tasty Christmas on the run.
Start with
So yeah, if you were born in 62 or 74 or 86, you were in the year of the tiger. So I was born in 62. The owl? Yeah.
Cool, it doesn't. I'll let you know when it's the year of the elephant.
Okay, this is for a bank in Scotland, I think.
Can I help?
You can indeed, my dear. I was hoping to borrow you from a little moolah.
Moolah?
I need to borrow a little money for a new home.
Right. Shall we take a seat?
Benny, you're up. My previous home has been destroyed and carried away by the trash men on the orders of Officer Dibble and callously crushed.
Oh, that's awful. You poor thing.
I love that old home. Please help me buy a new one. Just think of the children.
No problem.
Really? No problem. I'm Benny. Enough with the violin.
Okay, Tishy.
Now then, let's get down to business.
Okay. Shall we start with your name?
Topcat? Why, Officer Dibble, welcome to my humble abode. Won't you come in?
They made a couple Topcat movies in Mexico where he's very popular. Don Gato y su Pandilla. Topcat and his gang. Oh, this is Ham's Beer out of Minnesota. You'll see who's in the keg. They have the bear and some raccoons. This kind of sounds like these boots are made for watching, or the Tijuana Brass. Listen to the horns. I love animation live-action hybrids. This is one right here.
There's just one way to tell a great beer from an ordinary beer. Taste, and nothing beats the taste of a Ham's going down. Why settle for less? Have a Ham's.
Just one more and I'll buy the round, cause nothing beats the taste of a Ham.
They have another ad, which I'll show briefly, that has Mike Farrell of MASH before MASH. He's like one of the guys at the bar. It's this one.
From the land of sky blue waters comes the water best for brewing. Hands, the beer refreshing.
You'll see him. BJ Honeycutt. On the right, BJ Honeycutt. Yep. For the early, this looks like early 70s or late 60s, probably early 70s, before he was in MASH. They did pretty well. It's good special effects.
Secret. When you start with water best for brewing, you get a beer so refreshing you'll want to stay with it. Glass after glass, round after round.
Yes.
Learn the secret. Buy a round of Hams.
I do have a couple of ones that I recently discovered that I want to throw on before we start talking again. Here they are. One of them is kind of like Spike Jonze type music. So. Simply known as the Bear. That was the character for Hams. Again, like the facial expressions and everything, the action. This is very well done, whoever did the animation.
The more beer you're going to have, the more reason
to make it. It's like a goblet. Some beer uses a goblet. This is like Spike Jonze, the crazy music from like 100 years ago. Almost 100. This is your basic, like, Warner Brothers slapstick, yeah. That's basically, oh no, there is an ending to it.
Like you're there, deep in the land of sky blue waters, crisp, cool.
Yeah, I think that's about it. For those that came in late, we were talking about cartoon theme songs. Does anyone have a cartoon theme that you'd like to nominate as your favorite?
Thundercats.
Thundercats, okay.
SWAT Cats,
yep. You know what they were showing yesterday that I like, and it had its own theme song. Maybe I can find it quick. Is Road Rovers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Road Rovers, if I can find it. And thankfully, the Wi-Fi seems to be working. It's like, okay, so Road Rovers, video. See if I can find it. Episode one. What's the theme or something? I know I gotta type in theme. So wait a minute. T-H-E-M-E. Okay. Yeah, intro. Here it is. This is a fun one.
That's us!
Change into the canines who drive super cars and jets.
Coming through!
Took a slip and caught a sip and soar into the sky.
I'm right here.
Making through this with the fuel and who says cars and fly.
Not me!
Freaking crashing, really smashing,
vehicles
and slow.
Ooh!
Chasing, racing down the road.
Road Rovers!
Hunter is a hero now. Leader of the pack.
Oh, cool.
Colleague comes from London town. Watch her feet attack.
Hi-yah!
Exiles from Siberia with super shows in sight.
That's me!
Let's choose on Tuskerias. His bark's worse than his bite.
I'm perfect. Shining
strong from head to toe. A
cowboy
through and through.
Well, well, well.
Muscle stack is gonna grow. He's short a screw or two. Like both day and night in every episode.
Let's roll!
Now it's time to hit the road.
Yeah, you know, there's certain cartoon characters that are based on, like, other characters or people like that. The German dog there or whatever was like Arnold, you know, the Governator and things like that. And then if you remember Johnny Bravo, come on, he was Elvis. That was definitely based on Elvis. And you had other, I'm trying to think, Dawes Butler did some characters that, like, might have been inspired by, like, the Cowardly Lion, Snagglepuss, you know, that was kind of based on that voice. Yep. Oh, yep, you've got that.
Quick Draw McGraw.
Quick Draw McGraw, yep.
Gargoyles,
yep.
That was just an excellent show.
I was going to say Fred Flintstone, I think, is based on Jackie Gleason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, it was pretty obvious. They did deny it, but it was definitely based on the Honeymooners. And one rumor that went around was that Barney Rubble, it was based on a rhyme of Carney Double. So, you know... Ed Norton was you know, Art Carney, so he was the Carney Double, Barney Rubble.
Yeah.
That was one rumor.
This one is very outdated, but there was a section of Rocky and Bullwinkle. I think they were called the Go-Go Gophers.
That was Total Television. It was on one of those shows,
And the two soldier characters were based on Teddy Roosevelt and John Wayne.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say John Wayne, definitely the John Wayne voice and things like that. There were a whole bunch of cartoons like Total Television and everything, Underdog and all that sort of stuff. I think it was 2008 we had the creator of Underdog and the Trix Rabbit, Joe Harris, who has since passed away. We were in the room with him. He was telling all sorts of stories and everything. They did a cartoon called The Beagles that it sounded like The Beatles, but it wasn't really. It was more like a Smothers Brothers type of thing, and he said it wasn't very good. But Underdog, my God, you want a theme song? Let's see, I'll just throw that in real quick. And again, I'm glad this is working. Underdog. And the people that wrote the cartoons did write the theme songs. He did not like the idea they did that movie and they used a live-action dog. You know what I mean? He said it was stupid. He also said it was stupid that the Trix Rabbit once in a while got the tricks. He says you can't have... The Trix Rabbit get the tricks. That's the whole thing.
That's just abuse.
I know, but...
It's animal abuse. Let's let him have it.
Yeah, this is a classic. Simon Bar Sinister. Sweet Polly Purebred. Again, superheroes were popular in the 60s. They have been for a while. But. Yeah, one little timely reference. They used to show this kooky-looking woman wearing a button that says Barry. The Republican nominee in 1964 was someone named Barry Goldwater. So that was basically poking fun at Barry Goldwater, who lost to LBJ. So anyway, any other theme songs?
Popeye the Sailor.
Oh, that's a classic. You have that. I never did see the Robin Williams movie with Popeye. I don't know if they use that song or not.
At the very end.
Yeah. But think of all the cartoons that later on got made into movies, including more recently. Perhaps, thankfully, I did not see the Yogi Bear movie with Dan Aykroyd. That was probably a good decision on my part.
I heard it's not good. Nobody wanted to watch it.
They've done the Scooby movies. They've done some animated ones and some live-action ones. They've done that. So you name it, and they've tried to bring it back.
The first two were pretty good.
They had a Mr. Magoo movie. I think it was Leslie Nielsen was in it or something like that. Yeah, I don't know. Leave it a cartoon. Of course, Jim Back has passed away. But now, see, that was. I mean, that was. There were some theme songs with Mr. Magoo that were kind of interesting. Let me see real quick. Adventures. The Fabulous Adventures of Mr. Magoo. Yeah, here it is. There's a couple different shows. Yeah, here it is. This is one. It was a one joke thing. The guy was nearsighted. I'm nearsighted too. Yeah, that could be it. He refuses to get glasses. You know, what is it? He mistook his nephew for a bear for his nephew or something. Yeah. Oh, Magoo, you've done it again. Yeah. And then the other one. The other one. Okay, Mr. Magoo. Oh, he did some beer commercials for Stag Beer. I know that. I'm trying to find the other theme. Real quick.
Family was a pretty good cartoon show.
Yep, you had that.
It was technically the new Addams Family Adventures, I think it was, in the early 90s.
They had some shows. There was one called The Oddball Couple, which was officially licensed by the people that made The Odd Couple. The Odd Couple went off the air, and 3 months later, The Oddball Couple came on. So you had that. You also had things like, I was just about to mention it, the... there's something called Mush, M-U-S-H. So it was a spoof of MASH. Yeah, here's the one that I remember. Well, I remember them all, but... You don't have to have excellent animation for these shows. If you've got the humor and the voice and things like that, it will work. Bullwinkle, by the way, was probably a great example. So there you go.
DuckTales,
yeah. Maybe I'll dig that one out. And again, that's popular among the furry cons. Which one? There are some shows that have like two different iterations. Like there were two different versions of the Berenstain Bears. Mm-hmm. I think there was one that was on PBS and one that was on CBS that were a little different. One of them had the country singer there. The name just escaped me. Leon Womack doing the theme song. Somewhere deep in bear country lived the Berenstain Bears family. And then you had two different Clifford shows, Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Oh, yeah.
You had that? So they were like a couple decades apart or something.
I don't know if anybody said it, but the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
This should be it right here.
Oh yeah.
There was actually a recent one based on If You Give a Mouse a
Peach. Oh god.
Yeah.
That's the newest one.
Just the newest one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that I think of it. Well, I just typed theme song. Yeah. There's the one that a woo or something, but it's here somewhere.
What's so cool about that one is that...
Is it this one? Did I just get the same one?
I think you got the same one.
What
was really cool about the reboot is...
Original theme, I found it.
What's really cool about the reboot version is that Felicia Barton, who sang it, was given one simple piece of direction.
Yep.
Sing it like you're excited to sing it.
Oh, okay. I was going to go back to one of my montages for a minute to... I think so. I want to go back to this one here and go back to one of the things that was done. Where is it? It's in this one here. Okay, wait a minute. That's not... Yeah, I was going to say that like the Furry Phantom has been known to do some original stuff. And, is this freezing up now?
Yep.
It's freezing up. This is my laptop, not YouTube. But no, I was going to say, like, for example, someone did a version of Grease, like, you know, with, You're the One That I Want, and they put furry characters in it. And, oh, boy, controller, delete. So I was going to show you a little bit of that. But while I'm doing that, how did you get into the furry fandom? Was it something to do with this? Was it just... the idea of creating your own characters, and or maybe you're a fan of certain established ones. Anyone got any discussion on that? Well, I try to repower this up or something.
Tiny Toons had something to do with it.
Tiny Toons, yeah.
Because I had a crush on one of the characters.
Oh, okay.
Would it be you?
Yeah.
How did you guess?
Yeah.
I know someone who has that same crush.
Oh, yeah. I watched a lot of Rescue Rangers and Rescuers and
yep.
things like that back in the day, so that kind of influenced my soda too, so in no small part, but I really like those American Tail, Secret Doom, those kind of movies.
Yeah, those are great. Like my own case, I've already mentioned some of these things like Hanna-Barbera, yeah. Warner Brothers. Now Warner Brothers definitely had a lot of good humor, Bugs Bunny and all the other different things, Daffy Duck. And it was interesting when Roger Rabbit came out, and for once they got all the studios to agree, and it was things like, yeah, you can have Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny as long as they're together for the same amount of time.
Yeah.
You can do it that way,
yeah.
You know. But there were certain things like Tom and Jerry, I think that they were going to put him in, but they decided not to. But and also they had to stick to canon because it took place in the 40s. So it couldn't be characters from later on. But it was still interesting to just have them do that.
Because Tinkerbell shows up at the very end, and Peter Pan didn't come out.
That's a very good point. Yeah, hopefully this thing's going to wake up again.
I think Roadrunner's in there, too.
That was in the 40s.
Yeah,
you had all the different Chuck Jones type of characters and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an interesting concept, and I think they were saying that part of the spirit of that is in the Chip and Dale with the whole mixture of the live action and the animation. I even noticed it in Tom and Jerry, the recent movie that came out. You know, they are mixed together, and at one point near the very beginning, someone is walking a dog, so it's real people, but it's a cartoon dog
mm-hmm.
and things like that.
Yeah, more of those, like all those animals that would be part of the whole wedding.
Right, yeah.
The elephants.
Yeah. And the peacocks.
Yeah. But there are some interesting little things I've noticed that are kind of curious. Watching Robin Hood again yesterday, I noticed Prince John, at the very beginning, he has like five fingers. Then he manages to lose one. I don't know why that is. And here's an interesting little bit of trivia. On The Simpsons, there's one character that has five fingers.
God.
That's right. God has five fingers. Everyone else has four. Now, why? They said it was simpler to draw characters that only had like a thumb and three. And also, they kind of look more like paws in that respect. But, yeah, here it is. It's waking up again. So that's kind of interesting. But, and also, as part of that whole animation thing, there's the whole thing about why they wear gloves. They put the gloves on, and somehow there was something about putting them, and now people put gloves on even though they're not necessarily needed. You know, go ahead.
Fun fact about Tom and Jerry, there was a movie with Gene Kelly.
Oh!
With Jerry.
Slippery When Wet?
I
think that's what it is. The Esther Williams?
Yeah.
And he's actually
dancing
with Jerry. They actually parried.
Oh, it was Anchors Away, but there was another one, Slippery When Wet, which I think was Esther Williams, and I think was also in there.
The Family Guy actually parodied it.
Oh yeah.
In place of Jerry, and they actually really seamlessly switched him.
Yeah, and Family Guy has spoofed a lot of things like that. They even spoofed like the video for Aha, Take on Me.
Yeah.
Now Family Guy, people like Seth MacFarlane, who is from Northwest Connecticut, by the way, Kent, Connecticut. That's where he's from, even though you had Rhode Island as a setting. He's about my age or maybe a little younger or something. So he grew up with a lot of these cartoons, and he put his own spin on things. And when that show came out, to think how long it's lasted, right? And they've done all the different cartoons. Then you have some other things like Beavis and Butthead, South Park, maybe some more adult-type things or whatever. But it's just really fascinating. I have to admit, I love the musical things. I'm not going to sing any of the lyrics, but some of the South Park songs. But it's definitely adult stuff. You don't want to unleash the kiddies on, you know, songs like Kyle's Mom or... Well, even by the way, when I will say this. When they... Blame Canada was up for the Oscar and didn't win in the category. Robin Williams was the host that year. So what they did was, because they have to do the song, they did it, but he now tells me to, and they gasp, myself. So instead of saying the F word, but now when he sees me, he tells me to, whoo, myself, blame Canada. So, it's just great. Now, are cartoons just for kids, or are they for everybody? Is there a long-standing myth that they're just for kids?
I mean,
think of the adult cartoons in terms of something like Bullwinkle. They were sophisticated.
There's always an understory.
Yes. Right.
Understand.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
The current CEO of Disney recently made a comment that animation is strictly for kids.
Yeah.
Which is funny considering that Disney himself is quoted saying, if you advertise only to kids, you're ruined.
Right.
So advertise to adults as well.
Yeah.
No, I think I read that quote more precisely. It says, you're dead if you're aimed at only at kids.
Yeah.
And then,
well, there's in jokes. There was it the Boss Baby or something? There was something about Long Island iced tea, and you had to kind of be an adult to get it. And there were lines in Zootopia like, "But we are good at multiplying."
Yeah.
and things like that. And people, oh, I get the joke.
Like or Madagascar.
Yeah, sugar
honey iced tea.
Yeah.
Oh, oh no.
Yeah.
So, but like I say.
Oh, I just saw on Legion of Super Pets.
Yep.
A very clever way to do swearing.
Yep.
To literally blink it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where the
am I? Yeah. I'm going to show you. Now, see, this next one is from the Sonny and Cher show in the 70s. Hopefully this will boot up and everything. Go ahead. While this is waiting, go ahead.
I think there is a, like, rumor that, I think there is, like, stereotypes that it's just for kids because they had to get rid of Joe Camel.
Well, again, for a while, I showed the Hams beer commercials. For a while, they were saying things like, well, should we really be using, like, a cartoon bear to sell beer to adults, you know, and whatever, you
Lassie,
know?
Wasn't Lassie sponsored by a cigarette company?
The Flintstones.
The Flintstones was sponsored by Winston, tastes good like a cigarette should. There were commercials from that show because it was in 70 or 71 or so that they were outlawed on TV, but the show started in 1960.
And I'll let the kitty smoke.
Right.
Yogi Bear actually did do a PSA about cigarettes.
Yeah. Well, I think after a while they actually did have characters doing PSAs, and later on they would have things like the Looney Tunes characters talking about safety at home, like, you know, like the stove, you know, don't touch or whatever. They actually did that sort of thing.
I wondered why nobody even mentioned for theme song was Overture.
Oh, that was co-written by a guy named Mac David, whose brother Hal was the songwriting partner of Burt Bacharach and Jerry Livingston, or whatever the guy was. And that was a classic theme song, bringing these, you know, cartoons. Now, when you think about it, in the old days, you would go to the movie theater and get the feature, but you would also get a newsreel, you would get a cartoon, and so on. You'd have all these different things. So all these Bugs Bunny cartoons and things like that were originally in the theater, and the fan would go, but they would have maybe some adult humor, things like that. Okay, now, this thing is taking its, HP, come on.
You had one job, HP.
I know, well, I already had to go through an update yesterday and everything. I'll show that. I may have to go to YouTube to show it because it's. No, let me try. Okay, here it is. This is from the Sonny and Cher show. We're running short on time. Give this a moment. There was a guy named John Wilson who did some cartoon videos. Sonny and Cher did some of their own songs. They also did some cover versions. So this here is one of Cher's hits, Dark Lady. And it's taking a while to boot up. But John Wilson did a bunch of these cartoons. He also did the original animation at the beginning of Grease, if you remember that. And he had something called Shinbone Alley with Carol Channing. Okay, Carol Channing, Archie and Mehitabel, the cockroach and the cat. Oh, I just... See, now it's going to play. Why isn't that thing going to work? I know, I'm trying to. Here it is.
A fortune queen, new old ladies, brushing her hair, her black limousine. On the back seat, with scratches from marks of man, her fortune she had won.
Still showing? There it is. Yeah, this is one of her hits from the 70s.
Some words that were so strange to me. Then she turned up a two-eyed jack. My eyes saw red, but the color still stayed black. She said, the man you love is secretly true to someone else who is very close to you. My advice is that you leave this place. Never come back and forget that you ever saw.
They did cover versions of like One Tin Soldier, Bad Bad Leroy Brown, and then some of her own hits, like this is one, or Sonny and Sonny Shares It. Cowboys Work Is Never Done, they did that one. So yeah, you would watch this on Sonny and Cher show. There was also a pretty good animated video of Basketball Jones, maybe I'll find it, Basketball Jones by Cheech and Chong, which is kind of cute. And at the very end, there's all sorts of people like the Maharishi and the Beatles all swinging to the music and everything. Oh, my cord came out, that's why it's... Well, I got enough power to last. Yeah, I'll kind of wind things up if I can go back to my original here and show you the thing with the grease spoof. I got to just get the thing going here. Yeah, this was Cerebus who did this. And if you've seen Grease, you'll get the reference.
Oh, yes.
This was shown at Anthrocon on the big screen, and we loved it.
You want me to hit the lights with you?
Yeah, if you want. There's one that you get rid of all the lights. Oh, yeah, I know, yeah. Some good videos is Jim Cody. There's also Ab of the Eagle. Does some great videos. We had some people in this room yesterday. Deadly. Thank you, Deadly Comic, and a bunch of people do nice little short original films. They were very good. Yeah. Hear you, but this thing's almost over. Okay. My problem is I'm right next to the speaker, so. Just about over. Again, it doesn't have to be old to be a classic. That was about 8 years ago that came out. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, what I was going to say was a large portion of that, actually, if I want to say almost frame from frame,
yep.
they toned it down, was right. taken from Happy Tree Friends.
Happy Tree Friends, exactly. Yeah. So I might do maybe one more or something, or well, I'll do two quick ones. But it sounds like a long time ago, but I remember when... You didn't have YouTube. When you went to a furry convention, you'd go to the Adams Mark for Anthrocon, you'd go to the 23rd floor and they had a video room. Kind of like what we have here, actually. Okay, this is me playing around with the raccoons. Yep. They've remastered the series and some people think they're making new episodes. I'm not sure if that's happening or not.
This is the Evergreen Forest. Quiet, peaceful, serene. That is until Bert Raccoon wakes up.
This is like Windows Movie Maker. I did this, obviously, yeah.
Luckily,
yeah. Well, no, this was after YouTube Poop started coming out. This is my own YouTube Poop, but again, it was just Windows Movie Maker. So I just did this on my own, yeah. Yeah. I'm not even sure if they offer it anymore. They have something similar.
The Raccoons.
That's basically it, but maybe to finish up a little bit, Japanese animation. This is the full Japanese theme song, the Speed Racer. And the, okay. I'm sure people could obviously do a whole panel on just on anime or Japanese animation, whatever. Anime conventions, I'm sure. I'm not into anime. A couple things, but that's about it. I did like Beastars. I went to the Beastars panel at Furry Delphi. That was good. So this was 67 or so this was out. I guess in Japan, 5 is a lucky number. That's why it's the Mach 5. It is, yeah. And it's like, just there was like a director or something, Go Mifune or something. Yeah. I'm going to wind things up because we're not supposed to really go over an hour or so, even though there may not be a panel for another hour and a half or something. They want to kind of finish things up, but... If you could turn the lights back on, thank you. I do want to say I have a classic cartoons group on Facebook. I know there's a bunch of Facebook groups with the same name, but you have mine. It says Anthrocoon and everything. There's all sorts of stuff in there, and I am doing this at my usual 4 conventions. So I've submitted it for Anthro New England. We're waiting to hear back. Anthrocon, I've done it, Furridelphia, then back at FurPoc and so on. I'll have to see if I can do it in Maine. I have a blast doing this. I want to thank everybody. Anthrocoon.com, I am going to put the audio of this panel up once I upload it. I could actually upload it now if I just take that. But so I'll do that later on. I also have some audio of some of the other panels at this convention. But this has been great. Thanks very much. And like I said, this is always a fun panel. And there's so much you can cover. Think of all the animation that's out there. And then we're just covering what we grew up with. And you can be real young. You can be old or whatever. It's going to live on after us, too. There's always going to be newer people to come in and give ideas. And I am so psyched for Zootopia Plus. After now we've seen about a minute of it. I'm looking forward to that. I have done a Zootopia panel with... Well, Dapper, who was in here earlier, at Anthro New England, and I co-hosted it at Anthrocon this year as well. So I have done a Zootopia panel. I went to see that the night before it came out. And it was right. It was in a shopping mall right around the corner from a registry of motor vehicles in Massachusetts. And it was like the scene with the sloth, right?
Yeah.
That was kind of funny. It was a 9 o'clock show the night before it was supposed to premiere, and only certain people showed up. There was like maybe one girl, one little girl, and she cried when Judy quit, you know? I got to say, though, you know, what made us cry, a lot of us, when Nick got chastised and chased out by the Rangers or whatever they were called, I'm sure that's happened to a lot of us. I could definitely feel for Nick, you know? He's taking the thing off and everything. So, all right, thanks, everybody.
Yep.
We are all set. Thanks a bunch. All right. Bye-bye.